Oh, hello there, energy-filled brainiacs and energy-zapped guardians. Welcome to another wonderful week of the Big Kid Quiz, 20 minutes of pure entertainment brought to you by your TV license and me, a children's entertainer with access to a microphone. This week, I bring to you general knowledge, sports, pop culture, fun facts, geography and arts. If you've been here before, you know how this works. But in case there's anyone new, let's run through the rules. Grab a pen and a piece of paper. We have six rounds with five questions in each. After every two rounds, we take a little breather so I can give you the answers and you can tally up your score as you go. Every correct answer will earn you 1 point. 25 correct answers and over is genius levels. A perfect score of 30 means you cheated. You can play on your own, as a team, with your loved ones, or go head-to-head with your parents to see if they remember anything from their distant childhoods. When you have your pen and paper, we're ready to begin. Round 1. General knowledge. Number 1. What do decibels measure? Number 2, what popular phone launched in 2007? Number 3, what four-letter acronym means fear of missing out? Number 4, what is the square root of 144? And number 5, how many millimetres are there in a centimetre? What's a pizza's favourite type of joke? Cheesy ones. And here are the general knowledge questions again. Number 1, what do decibels measure? Number 2, what popular phone launched in 2007? Number 3, what four-letter acronym means fear of missing out? Number 4, what is the square root of 144? And number 5, how many millimeters are there in 1 centimeter? Round 2. Sports. Number 1. What sport uses terms like love and juice? Number 2, in which sport would you perform a scrum? Number 3, what colour card means a warning in football? Number four, how long is a standard football match? And number five, what global sporting event was held in France in 2024? What did the Dalmatian say after a huge meal? That hit the spot. And here are the sports questions for you again. Number one, what sport uses terms like love and juice? Number two, in which sport would you perform a scrum? Number three, what colour card means a warning in football? Number four, how long is a standard football match? And number five, what global sporting event was held in France in 2024? Okay, let's correct rounds one and rounds two. Round one, general knowledge. Number one, what do decibels measure? The answer is sound. Number two, what popular phone launched in 2007? It's the iPhone. Number three, what four-letter acronym means fear of missing out? The answer is FOMO. Number four, what is the square root of 144? The answer is 12. Number five, how many millimetres are in a centimetre? The correct answer is 10. And now to correct our sports round. Number one, what sport uses terms like love and juice? The answer is tennis. Number two, in which sport would you perform a scrum? It's rugby. Number three, what colour card means a warning in football? The answer is yellow. Number four, how long is a standard football match? The answer is 90 minutes. And number five, what global sporting event was held in France in 2024? It is, of course, the Olympics. Round three, pop culture. Number one, what pop artist re-recorded her albums to regain ownership? Number two, Jenna Ortega plays which spooky character in the popular Netflix show? Number three, which Irish actor plays William Shakespeare in Hamlet? Number four, what Pokemon is yellow and shoots electricity? And number five, what colour is the lightsaber most often used by Jedi? What's the most expensive fish? A goldfish.
Bill!
All right, here are the pop culture questions again. Number one, what pop artist re-recorded her albums to regain ownership? Number two, Jenna Ortega plays which spooky character in the popular Netflix show? Number three, which Irish actor plays William Shakespeare in Hamlet? Number four, what Pokemon is yellow and shoots electricity? Number five, what colour is the lightsaber most often used by Jedi? Round four, fun facts. Number one, true or false, Lego was originally made from wood. Number two, is it true or false that the safety pin was invented to stop shirt buttonings from opening? Number three, what music-related product was the first thing ever sold online? Number four, what common dinner seasoning was once used as currency? And number five, is it true or false that some roosters can run as fast as ostriches? What you call a sad strawberry? A blueberry. Okay, here are the fun fact questions again. Number one, is it true or false that Lego was originally made from wood? Number two, is it true or false that the safety pin was invented to stop shirt buttons opening? Number three, what music-related product was the first thing ever sold online? Number four, what common dinner seasoning was once used as currency? And number five, is it true or false that some roosters can run as fast as ostriches? Okay, let's take a break and we'll correct pop culture and our fun fact rounds. Pop culture, number one, which pop artist re-recorded her albums to regain ownership? The answer is Taylor Swift. Number two, Jenna Ortega plays which spooky character in the Netflix show? Wednesday Addams. Number three, which Irish actor plays William Shakespeare in Hamlet? The answer is Paul Mescal. Number four, what Pokemon is yellow and shoots electricity? The answer is Pikachu. And number five, what colour is the lightsaber most commonly used by Jedi? The answer is blue. Our fun fact round. Number one, is it true or false that Lego was originally made from wood? That is true. Number two, is it true or false the safety pin was invented to stop shirt buttons opening? That's also true. Number three, what music-related product was the first thing ever sold online? The answer is a CD. Number four, what common dinner seasoning was once used as currency? The answer is salt. And number five, is it true or false that some roosters can run as fast as ostriches? That is false. Round five, geography. Number one, what country has the longest coastline? Thank you. Number two, what language did the Romans speak? Number three, what continent is Egypt in? Number four, what ocean is on the west coast of Ireland? Number five, what country is Tokyo the capital of? What did one eye say to the other eye? Hey, between us, something smells. All right, here are the geography questions one more time. Number one, what country has the longest coastline? Number two, what language did the Romans speak? Number three, what continent is Egypt on? Number four, what ocean is on the west coast of Ireland? And number five, what country is Tokyo the capital of? And now we head into our final round, round six, arts. Number one, what instrument family is a violin in? Number two, what two primary colours do you have to mix to make purple? Number three, what is a haiku? Number four, who is the main character in The Lion King? And number five, what is the highest voice in a choir? What happens to a frog's car when it breaks down? It gets towed away. Here are the arts questions for the last time. Number one, what instrument family is a violin in? Number two, what two primary colors do you mix to make purple? Number three, what is a haiku? Number four, who is the main character in The Lion King? And number five, what is the highest voice in a choir? And let's correct our final two rounds. Round five, geography. Number one, what country has the largest coastline? The answer is Canada. Number two, what language did the Romans speak? It's Latin. Number three, what continent is Egypt on? The answer is Africa. Number four, what ocean is on the west coast of Ireland? It's the Atlantic Ocean. And number five, what country is Tokyo the capital of? The answer is Japan. And round six, arts. Number one, what instrument family is a violin in? The answer is string. Number two, what two primary colours do you mix to make purple? The answer is red and blue. Number three, what is a haiku? The answer is a short poem. Number four, who is the main character in The Lion King? The answer is Simba. Number five, what is the highest voice in a choir? The answer is a soprano. And that is all for this week, folks. Add up your score and try and beat it again next week. I'll be back then. More jokes, more questions, and loads more fun. Until then, have a great week. Bye-bye.